Music and dance are inseparable in Africa, and no one is expected to sit still when the music starts. It makes you wonder how music and dance got separated in the European traditions. Jamarec is a local band that celebrates the union of music and dance with its potent combination of South and West African and even Latin influences. Kopono Chiati is the musical director and Con McKay the lead vocalist for Jamarec, which performs in our Atherton studio this Saturday, and they're with us in our studio today. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Aloha, great to be here.
Kopono, let's start with the rhythm, because everything starts with the rhythm, right?
It does.
And you brought a djembe drum with you today?
I did. It's a djembe drum straight from Mali in West Africa. And it is pretty much our go-to drum for Jamarec and our polyrhythmic music.
It's a hand drum.
Yeah, it is.
You know, roughly what, 2-3 feet
high? Yeah, maybe 2.5 feet high. It's about 20 inches across on the head, goat skin head pulled very tight by nylon rope.
And what are some of the fundamental sounds of it?
So, you know, the djembe really has three fundamental sounds. Mm-hmm. It's an hourglass-shaped drum, so the bottom or the foot is open. Mm-hmm. And that open foot allows it to have a very deep and resonant bass. So if I play that for you, you'll hear that a little bit.
Really deep.
Yeah, and you can get the resonance on it. It's very different than, say, a conga that even though the conga does have an open bottom, the egg shape of the drum isn't meant to resonate while the hourglass shape is.
Yeah.
There's two other sounds that are a part of the djembe's normal repertoire, the tone, which is played with pretty much the flat part of your fingers right on the edge. So it's a rounder sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then the slap, which is played with your fingertips with the heel of your hand butting up against the wood lip of the drum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot it's a loud crack, so hopefully their levels are okay. So
it's kind of like a rim shot.
A little bit, right? So you got bass, tone, slap.
Mm-hmm. And then as you lift the drum from the floor and open up that open bottom,
that's
a major change in the
tone. So this djembe is almost never played flat on the ground, and you can hear that you would have almost no sound.
It's kind of a dead.
Right, and then as you lift it.
That's really a huge difference, isn't it?
It is.
So that becomes almost a source of melody in a sense.
It does, and in fact, maybe a little less so on a djembe, but a lot of drums, being able to play with the skin, the tautness of the skin, by causing more pressure with another hand or blocking or unblocking the bottom is a huge part of how you play it.
And then the whole idea of polyrhythms is kind of let's come up with a sort of capsule explanation of that.
Yeah, so, you know, this is how I explain it. I use the word polyrhythm, and I think that's what Western ethnomusicologists use.
Mm-hmm.
I think, however, if I was to explain it to a non-ethnomusicologist, I prefer the term multi-part music, only because the way that the aesthetic is specifically I'm talking about West Africa, but a West African aesthetic for music sees the rhythm as one single rhythm with multiple people playing different parts.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, one of the main accompaniment parts of rhythms that are have a strong 4-4 feeling. Is it okay if I play it on?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
2-3-4.
So that would be a main accompaniment rhythm.
Right.
That rhythm alone actually has no name.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to call that, even though I think in a Western sense we would say that that is a rhythm in itself. It is part of many other rhythms. And those rhythms have names. So in a West African sense, you have a rhythm, for example, a kasa. Kasa has two different djembe parts, at least. It has three different dundun parts, at least. It might have a shaker. It might have bells. Any one of those parts alone may not even be recognizable as kasa. It only really becomes kasa when all of those parts are played at the same time, which is why I think for most people that aren't studying this stuff, it's a lot easier to think about it as multi-part music. There's many parts that come together to make one rhythm.
It's much more complicated than most European music allows for, isn't it?
at least on the rhythmic side, definitely. The complexity of it and how the parts fit together, that you need to know your part really well, but also listen to it and hear it in the context of other parts.
Right.
It's not just you. It's you in the context of others. It's also a great metaphor for life.
Conma, this was your growing up, wasn't it?
This was me growing up. I definitely didn't have that many words, those many words to explain it, because it was just felt.
Well, who needs words when the music
you just
is
feel
going?
It, right, but I understand when you're trying to get people to understand what we're doing. So that was my my childhood, a lot of African music. My mother's a singer, so I was around music a lot, and then I started singing because of her.
What are the songs saying?
A lot of the songs I grew up with, I left Africa when I was a little girl. So a lot of the songs were songs from my childhood, and my family was very Christian. So a lot of the songs are spiritual songs, just talking about, just asking for forgiveness, asking for love, asking for, you know, gratitude. A lot of them are more chanty than they are lyrically driven. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, I would repeat something over and over, and it's pretty much just saying, you know, please show us the way or make things clear or, you know, women, there's a woman who doesn't have a child and wants a child, can you help her? You know, just like those kind of things. So I changed them around to fit, you know, where I am now in my life as far as, you know, how I see things. But they're all pretty much just based from those things in my childhood.
A lot of times when you have that sort of chant effect in the melody, it kind of becomes part of the whole overall percussion thing,
doesn't it? I started writing some songs recently, actually, in my language for the first time. And I've noticed that I write more to the drums than anything else. When I write songs, English songs, I write either to the bass or the guitar, but I write mostly with the drums when I'm writing.
Because you want to get that interaction.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you almost are part of the instrument. My voice become part of the rhythm somehow when I'm writing.
You know, the thing to me that's so exciting about polyrhythmic music is that you can sort of detect these different parts going on. There'll be different, you know, somebody's going 1, 2, 3, 4, somebody else is going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
right.
And then they intersect
right.
at certain points.
And it all just makes sense when it comes together.
Well, it makes a lot more sense to the body than the mind, in a sense, right?
Right. That's why you just feel. I mean, just being in Africa, I know so many African songs, but I don't know what they're saying because there's so many languages in Africa.
Yeah.
But you don't have to know. You just feel it.
Well, that's that whole thing about the unity of music and dance, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not, you're not there to necessarily hear a verbal message. You're here to move your body.
Yeah. Become more in tune.
Become
become more in tune with your surroundings, with the music, to where you get your own perspective on what's going on, not necessarily what somebody is saying, but you just concentrate on what you're feeling.
Can be kind of liberating.
Oh, it's very liberating. You should see me on stage.
She's liberated on stage.
I'm pretty liberated.
As a matter of fact, we will see you on stage.
Yes, please come out and see us on stage.
Thanks so much, Conma. Okay. Kapono Chiati is the musical director, Conma K, the lead vocalist for the band Jamarek, which performs in our Atherton studio this Saturday. And you can get details on our Facebook page, The Conversation.
When I did cry, my mother gon' carry me. Why till you let cry, yo, stop, 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 make you don't cry again, yo.